You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we lead off with Miles Davis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nat Adderley and the crew from July 1955, and Springs was the name of it. It rounds out our opening set. Let's go to the top. We had Miles Davis with a pair of tunes. The first from March 1954, Takeoff was the name of the tune. Miles Davis on trumpet, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey on the drums. That was on the Blue Note label for a package called Miles Davis. From that same CD, that same session, we had another tune, The Leap by Miles, March 1954. And again, it was the same crew, Miles Davis, Horace Silver, Percy Heath, and Art Blakey. Then we listened to Hank Jones, one of the sessions he did for the Savoy label, in November 1955, Almost Like Being in Love. Hank Jones piano, Donald Byrd the trumpet, Eddie Jones bass, Kenny Clark on drums. Then Hank Jones again from August of 1955, this time with a trio only. And There's a Small Hotel. Hank Jones, Wendell Marshall bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Package on the Savoy label called The Trio. And that led us around to Nat Adderley and Ann Springs from July 1955. Off a package on the Savoy label called That's Nat. Nat Adderley, cornet, Jerome Richardson on tenor, Hank Jones, piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. Let's start this next set with Art Farmer. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming of. Goodbye, I know, to my tale of woe, when he says hello. So I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. If it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven, my guardian angel's holding out on me. So I'm looking for a boy about 5'6" or 7", and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way. Hope Poopy takes the cue when I am sick. Tell me, please, where can he be? The loving he who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming. Goodbye, I know, to my tale of woe, when he says hello. So I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. You find that boy, help me find a boy who's looking for a girl to love.
It's Ella Fitzgerald teamed with Ellis Larkins on the piano. Ella sings Gershwin from September 1950. Looking for a Boy was the name of the tune. Let's go to the top of the set. We started out with Art Farmer from November 1956, Wailin' with Hank. And Hank was Hank Mobley there on tenor. Art Farmer trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Addison Farmer bass, Elvin Jones on the drums, off a package called Farmer's Market on the New Jazz label. After Art Farmer, we had Curtis Fuller and 12-inch. From May of 1959, that was on a package on the Savoy label called Bluesette. You had Curtis Fuller on trombone, Benny Golson tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Al Harwood on the drums. Then it was Bill Evans, Polka Dots and Moonbeams from June of 1962, a package on the Riverside label called Moonbeams. Bill Evans piano, Chuck Israel bass, Paul Motian on the drums. And we heard Zoot Sims, this recorded in Paris back in March 1956 with a French quintet, Evening in Paris, Henri Renault on the piano there along with Zoot Sims on tenor. That brought us around to Ella Fitzgerald and Looking for a Boy, Ella sings Gershwin. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Again, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. To wrap up the program this week, let's call on Milt Jackson. This goes back to 1993, package on the Quest Reprise label, and Reverence and Compassion was the name of the package, and the tune we'll listen to is Cedar Lane. It's Milt Jackson, and we'll see you next time around.